I've been hearing a lot of fireworks within the city of Bemidji at night, and I get pretty nervous regularly, but we have a little more reason to be nervous this year, don't we?
Yeah, you know, we're kind of in a severe drought right now, and things are definitely dry out there. We've gotten a little bit of precip in the last week to 10 days, and it's moderated things a little bit, but it only takes a few days for that fuel and those soils to dry back out, and then we're kind of right back into a high fire danger again.
So, as I understand, the DNR commissioner has a set of burning restrictions for a good portion of my listening region. Can you maybe highlight some of those restrictions for us?
Yeah, so basically the commissioner order states that, you know, you can still have a campfire at a residence, so that's a cabin or a house or a dwelling, but we're kind of restricting, you know, dispersed camping sites. You know, if you're in a state forest campground or a regular campground or resort, you can still have a campfire unless, you know, that individual resort or campfire or campground has said otherwise. But, you know, if you're just out in the woods, you know, recreating or camping without a designated site, you're not supposed to have a campfire at this time.
Right, and I understand there were also restrictions on fireworks as well.
Correct. There's no fireworks, you know, outside of municipality. They set the rules on that. So, you know, if you're at your cabin out on a lake outside of a town or city, technically you're not supposed to have any fireworks.
So I imagine you got with this drought. How busy have you guys been? What have the calls been like?
So we were fairly busy earlier in the season. It's, like I said, with a little bit of rain that we have gotten, it's kind of tempered things just a little bit. But, you know, we've had a fair amount of lightning strikes and equipment fires over the last few weeks, you know, just with the dry conditions. You know, a disc or a hay rake hitting a rock has been enough to start a few fires. And then we've had, you know, a handful of lightning strike fires that have resulted in, you know, burning multiple acres, and it's required a lot of mop-up and extensive time to kind of contain and control those fires.
So how much rain do you think we'd need to get out of this drought?
That's the golden
question.
Ticket. Yeah, that's a good question. You know, right now we're probably, you know, 3 to 5 inches below normal, depending on where you're at, and so, you know, just to kind of get back up to normal precip for the year, we would need at least that much. And so, you know, a little half inch of rain, like I said, it helps, but it doesn't help us get out of the drought. It just kind of keeps things, you know, tempered for a little bit.
Well, what are some ways that we can help prevent wildfires, like Smokey the Bear would say?
I guess the best thing you can do is, you know, you don't burn outside, and, you know, that's number one. You know, if you got a brush pile in the backyard, let's just hold
compost
off on
it.
What's that?
Compost it.
Compost it, yeah. or wait until, you know, we get winter or cooler conditions. You know, if you are going to have a campfire before you go to bed, make sure that it's out. You know, don't have fireworks at this time, you know, and like I said, unless it's okay inside a city, and that's up to them to make those rules. And just being careful, make sure all your equipment's in good working order. If you're running around with ATVs or UTVs, make sure that, you know, the spark arrestor and you know, your muffler's staying off of high, tall grass, and, you know, just kind of being safe and thinking that right now the conditions are kind of like early spring, where everything's dead and can start rather easily.
Yeah, I think it might be even more dead than it is in early spring. That might just be me.
It kind of has that feeling, doesn't
right?
it?
Well, Ben, is there anything else about fire safety ahead of this 4th of July weekend you wanted to be sure to get out there before I let you go?
No, I just wanted to make sure that we got the word out that, you know, even with the rain, things are still really dry. And, you know, with the heat coming up this weekend, it's going to, you know, cook all those fuels a little bit more, and things are going to be more susceptible to fire. And just be careful out there when you're recreating.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ben Lang, with DNR Forestry. Thanks again.
Thanks.